Hey, Happy New Year, Dutch Nation. It's good to be back. 2019. With the new year comes resolutions, goals, things that we want to improve on. So we kind of want that mindset with the podcast for January. We figured what better way to kickstart it than with someone who just accomplished a major life goal. And that would be Jill Betcher, brand new regional operator for Eureka and DB Humboldt. 12-year veteran. A great example of somebody who has been patient, consistent, and the Dutch culture just shines in her. She comes at everything with love and positivity, which is a big reason why she's been given this opportunity. So we can't wait to see her kill it in that role. We're super proud, super pumped for her. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Jill Betcher podcast. Well, Jill, thank you for joining us right now, all the way from Eureka.
Yep.
I always get Eureka and Wyreka.
Yep. Eureka.
Yeah. Completely different. Yeah.
Eureka. Yep.
Wyreka.
Eureka.
Yeah. And it's on the coast, you know?
Perfect.
That's definitely different
Best
than Wyreka.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we usually like to kickstart it a little light.
Okay.
What was the first drink that you drank as a Dutch Bro employee or customer, and what do you drink now?
That's funny. That's a great question. Because yes, we love to talk about this, especially for some of us that have worked there for years or see people that were regular customers that eventually become employees. Well, but remember what drink you used to get on the regular? But mine, what I started out with was our mochas, a large hot mocha with whipped cream. Mm. Drink one every day.
Yeah.
And that was my jam. And now I drink those in the 8-ounce version as a treat once in a while. But my go-to drink now would definitely be a hot Americano with cream. And then sometimes I'll add some caramel to that as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. So, cool. When exactly did you get hired?
So I was hired in July of 2007.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. I know. We were about to open a shop in Eureka. So I got hired with the grand opening for that crew.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I just moved to Eureka that month, basically. One of my friends that I knew that had lived there was like, hey, we got to go check out Dutch Bros. I love it. Of course, we just had the one shop open. And so I still remember my first time driving through a Dutch Bros. And Sean Pates was working. And he was working alone. He was busy. Yeah. And I ordered a latte because I didn't really know. I'm like, okay. I was kind of even new to coffee a little bit. So I ordered a latte. And I still remember Sean in the window. And I still remember watching him make our drinks. And then we were driving to the north side of town and we saw the Dutch Bros, and there was a billboard opening soon, now hiring. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I think I'm going to go for it. So, you know, I went and applied. Sean and Molly interviewed me and they hired me on, and I got to participate in that grand opening. It was super rad. Everyone came down, you know, Trav, I got to meet Dane. He came down for that, and the whole family, all of them. And for me, it was super radical, and it was really that first taste of Dutch culture for me. I was like, whoa, it blew my mind. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. It was a party. It was radical. I thought, oh my God, this is for me. This is right up my alley. Kind of been in love with Dutch Bros ever since.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot. Dang. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Creeping up on 12 years, right?
It is. It's 11 and a half, really.
Man.
So what drew you to Eureka? Because you said earlier that before we started that you're from Wisconsin.
Yep. Grew up in Wisconsin. Went to college there. Graduated college. Was just about a year out of college, working a job full time. And I just had it in my heart that I wanted to move to California. It was in my heart for a long time.
Go west.
Yeah.
California.
I want to hit that coast. So I'm like, we're going all the way to the coast. It was crazy because out here, everyone mentions my Wisconsin accent. But out there, I felt like everyone's like, oh, you talk like a Valley girl. You talk like you're already from California. I just truly had it in my heart that that's, you know, where I want to end up. Even as a teenager, I remember, I felt like a Cali girl at heart. So my boyfriend at the time, he's now my husband, Eric, we were in a serious relationship and, you know, he agreed, let's go out there. Let's try this out. We can always come back. Mm-hmm. So we moved out there with really just no job set up. Yeah. You know, we had money that we had saved up. So we had some money to have some time and make this happen.
Did you know people out there? Or?
I had two friends that had been living out there. And so when they had come back to visit a few months before I really got on this, like, we're doing this. And I really got this in my head. They were talking about Eureka, kind of were describing it to me, and they were loving it and everything. And then that I got it in my head, and that's it. I want to go to Eureka.
Perfect.
I want to go out to Humboldt County, you know, yeah. I'm going to end up there and I want to live on the coast. I don't want to live in California anywhere that's not the coast. So,
yeah.
And then we didn't want to move to Southern California. My husband and I both have a lot of values of just, we're real nature oriented. We love water. We love trees. We love all that. So the appeal of the redwoods also was there.
Sure.
Yeah. We just really love that Northern California vibe. So everything just fits so right. It was crazy. Like, I got there, I found Dutch Bros, and that was a huge piece to the puzzle that really made everything fit just right. We quickly found housing and just got super settled in. And honestly, once I started at Dutch Bros, like, the rest was history. I came into Dutch Bros with a college degree, so I felt like I was able to really help organize and bring in a lot of the fundamentals of management and organization. I was really able to help Sean and Molly in that way and quickly grew from barista to manager and...
So how long time-wise from being a barista, you became a manager?
So I would say it was about less than a year that I quickly became an assistant manager. And then it was probably about a year, maybe a year and a half into working at Dutch Bros that the manager that was at our previously open location, the Broadway location, he was leaving and moving and management spot opened up. So I moved from where I started at this Fifth and Entry location, moved over to Broadway as manager. And then that's where I managed that shop for 9 years.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
All those years in the shops, starting in 2007 till now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite memory from working in the stand? Maybe something that just stands out that was like, gosh, that was so awesome.
It's hard to think of a specific memory. It's been just amazing to meet so many people and to have crossed paths with so many people that have come and gone and that, you know, they reach back out and they have just such great memories of the time that they were working at Dutch Bros. And that was just such a valuable stepping stone for them. So I love touching base with old employees. But a specific memory, it's hard to think of one right now, but the one I always go to and refer to and talk about all the time was experiencing that grand opening.
Yeah.
And for me, that was a memory that that day just sticks out in my head so much. And those values of that day, of that Dutch culture, I just try to bring alive, you know, every day in the shops. Probably is one of my truly favorite memories.
Any barista can relate, like, that is like their first official, like, whoa. And they're immersed into the culture of Dutch Bros and just what it actually is and what it means and what it stands for.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Totally. Yeah. You mentioned Sean and Molly. They were the original franchisees. Yeah. And unfortunately, Molly just had so many health issues and they are constantly having to come down here just to go to like specialists. And it was a bummer.
Yeah.
So it just became evident that they needed to focus on themselves and getting her healthy and their family. They left Dutch Bros. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that time, because I'm sure there was a lot going on in your mind and your emotions of like, wow, like, these are my people for so long and now they're gone.
It was definitely an emotional time. And, you know, they were just that foundation for us always. Mm-hmm. So it felt like the foundation got pulled out from underneath us. But I really wanted to just step up and be that stability for the crew in this time of unknown, which is a scary time for everybody. So I thought, okay, I need to step up and really be that familiar face for the crew, for our customers. I wanted to just sort of make sure that it was business as usual as far as what our customers would see and as far as the crews coming in and having their normal day to day. So I just sort of became a protector of the crew and of the company and of our customers. And at the same time, I obviously care so much for Sean and Molly. They've given me so much and are obviously such a big part of my Dutch journey. And I'm super thankful for everything that the opportunities that they've given to me and everything I learned from Sean, which was so much. And so I was very supportive of them doing what they needed to do and focusing on their family and on Molly's health. And it was a tough time.
Right. But what was the crew like at that point? Were they rallying or were they feeling a little bit like...
You know, there was just like so many questions and we didn't have a lot of answers either other than everything's going to be fine and everything's going to get figured out. And this company is supporting us. So let's just keep doing what we're doing every day, pouring into our customers, pouring into each other like we always do. And everything's going to be fine.
So you guys rallied.
We rallied together. Yeah. For the customers.
Yeah.
For the company. Definitely.
You know, Trav's even said it, you know, Dutch Bros is bigger than one person or two people. It's a family. So.
Yeah. A lot of the crew did care about Sean and Molly so much. I think people were happy that they were able to go and focus on the things that they need to focus on and be closer with their family and be where they wanted to be, which is, which is here in Grants Pass.
Totally.
With that turn, the next step was getting a new operator in and they decided to go with Adam Carson from Arizona.
Yep.
I know you were like in the running for that and, yep. and it was close and ultimately they went with him. And so that was probably a little disappointing for you, but obviously you rose above it and you worked hard still alongside him. So how did you kind of find the encouragement to do that?
You know, I guess initially maybe there was a bit of disappointment, kind of that protector mode came out in me again. And again, I wanted to make sure that that transition went smoothly. So before I got all like, okay, I'm disappointed and some overreaction, my real reaction was, okay, I want to make this go super smooth and then we'll just see where we're at from there.
Do whatever you can to help him out.
Exactly. Yeah. And I did put myself into his shoes and I thought, oh my gosh, like he's moving to a different state almost across the country and he has this huge move ahead of him. He's going to just get into this whole new area, a kind of a culture shock for him.
Yeah.
And he's got so much thrown on his plate that I wanted to go great for him, you know, and what's good for Adam was going to be good for me and good for the company. And so I wanted that all to go super great. And, you know, he's a person too. So I wanted to definitely be a support system for him as well. I cared about the company and I care about my community. So I just wanted to be a part of it until I felt like, okay, everything's going smooth. And then maybe I didn't know what my direction or my path would maybe be after that. But once Adam got the job and I didn't, my main focus was just helping the transition go smoothly. And, you know, meeting Adam has been a complete blessing. I couldn't imagine him not coming into my life. And, you know, I feel like where I'm at now was all really meant to be. Looking back at it, I wouldn't have wanted it to go any other way. You know, and a lot of it too, which Dutch Bros has taught me and which I've always tried to work on myself is just that positive mindset. Yeah. So I really never let myself get into a negative spot. I thought, you know, just as Dutch Bros has put trust into me, I trusted that they made the right decision to find the best fit for what they thought was right. And so I went with it.
Yeah.
So after that little transition period and when he came in, what were some of the takeaways that you learned from him?
So I learned a ton from Adam. Adam's really has taught me just to always come from that place of love and to really just open up your heart and always find out what's going on. And if you're coming from that place of love, you'll find your solutions. He's just also great at so many of the daily operational things. From the beginning, once he kind of found out my story, he really became someone that was always trying to get me into that next level so that when the next opportunity came up for me to be an operator, he did everything he could to make me ready for that role. So, you know, once we got to know each other and he got real familiar and comfortable with the region, he did put a lot of focus into building up my skills so that I was ready for this operator role, which I do feel ready for now. And honestly, I feel like maybe I wasn't at the time. Yeah. I do think Dutch made the right decision. Had Adam not come into my life and had I not learned everything I learned from him, I would not be feeling so prepared as I am into this. Because even when I did that first interview, which was to be a new co-franchisee, I was scared. I thought, I mean, this is a challenge. I'm going to go for it. But I was shaking in my shoes. Like, whew. So it was cool to work with Adam. I hope he felt like it was cool to work with me. And I hope I took some of that ease off of him as well. Because I thought, my God, I imagine how he was feeling. And he had to move to a whole new region, learn a whole new crew. I got to help this guy out, man. I want to make this super rad for him. And I want him to succeed. And through him succeeding, he brought me up to this level where now I can succeed. So.
And I mean, gosh, you know, not just new town, new faces, new crew, all that stuff, but a whole different culture and even Dutch wise, because coming from the greater Phoenix area, metropolitan, big city, tons of volume to now small town, Northern California on the coast. It's a lot to like, whoa, this is a complete 180.
180 in every way. Like, from the Dutch culture to the actual climate. So it was a huge change for him, and so, you know, I wanted to just do the best I could to help him acclimate to that change and him him succeed.
All the stands are in Eureka and we're calling it Humboldt Dutch. Is there plans to like expand somewhere?
Definitely.
I hope so. So where would be the next town?
We have a vision of growth in the area. I think that'd be rad. The last shop that opened in our region was 11 plus years ago. So we are kind of a tri-city, even a four-city area there. Yeah. And so there's all those little towns that kind of surround Eureka could be areas to grow in.
Cool.
As well as in Eureka.
Yeah. There's a goal in place to try to expand, and there's going to be some efforts made there, huh?
Yeah.
Rad.
Totally.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
We always want new stands. More stands.
Yeah.
So now Adam, oh gosh, I can't keep up. Is he going to Live Oak to take, yes, Aaron Backman's spot?
Yes.
And Yuba City that's opening.
Correct.
Backman is one of our new coaches now.
Yep.
So this left Eureka open, mm-hmm. and you are officially the regional operator. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank
big
you.
Old claps. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. But you know, there's a lot of people much like you love the company, been working hard, mm-hmm. been there for a long time. And you're experiencing all this new operator training. You've been mm-hmm. in Grants Pass for a few days.
Yeah.
So for all those aspiring regional operators out there, what mm-hmm. are some things you can kind of explain to them of what you're learning right now here in Grants Pass?
I've learned a lot over the last few days, but I feel like everywhere, every department, the whole theme of it all has been support.
Yeah.
You know, HQ is here to support us, and they're here to reach out to for anything that you need. So you don't need to feel like you have to have it all figured out. You don't have to feel like you're going to do perfect on the first day. They're expecting mistakes. They're here to help you make mistakes. And I felt like headquarters couldn't have emphasized enough that reach out. We're here to help you. We're here mm-hmm. to support you. So a lot of the fears I have, or I feel like a lot of the challenges I'm going to face, I don't feel alone in that. There's so many people to reach out to that they're yeah. here for that support. So
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely different than how we used to roll. It's still intimidating. I mean, that's a big responsibility on your yeah. shoulders, but for the people that had to go do their own financing, wow, that's a lot to take on if you'd never owned a business before.
Right. Yeah. And you know, one time I remember hearing Trav say, the position that he's at, it holds a lot of responsibility, and it's a series of uncomfortable moments.
Yeah.
You're uncomfortable, you're facing challenges constantly, you're kind of in that space of maybe uncertainty or whatever. You know, when you're at that level, you got to really embrace those series of uncomfortable moments and push through them and just face those challenges. So yeah. a lot of times you think, oh, I'm going to get real comfortable in this. Well, maybe not. Maybe you're going to stay a little bit uncomfortable yeah. and maybe that's the place that is where you want to be at, because that's where you face those challenges and overcome them and stuff.
Yeah.
So that always stuck out to me, is that, you know, you're getting in this role and it can be a little bit uncomfortable, but that's yeah. where you're at. You know, like right now, yeah, I'm a little like, maybe a little freaked out, but yet I'm up for these challenges. I'm excited for them. Mm-hmm. And the support system that's out there is, they're right there to reach out to.
Yeah. Well, and you have the kind of unique position of you're taking over a region that you've worked in and lived in for, gosh, yeah. 12 years almost
yeah.
now. So it's not quite as intense as having to like go whole new crew, whole new yeah. town, all that stuff.
Absolutely.
But it yeah. comes with its challenges.
It does, of course. I've also heard that I'm the first going that's an operator from an operator. So operator oh, yeah. to operator, yeah, I'm the yeah. first doing that.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah. So that has its advantages also, because Adam had to go through, like when he came over, he was new co-franchisee yeah. and then he switched over to operator
yeah.
Owned by Dutch Bros LLC. And yeah. so, yeah, I have less challenges to face there for sure.
That's cool.
Yeah. yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
taking a step back, what was your initial feeling like when you like, congratulations, like Eureka is yours?
So it was the week of Thanksgiving. I came down here and interviewed, and then it was the day before Thanksgiving. They were like, we'll probably call you on Wednesday. So it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I was like pushing 3:30. I was on
You're like,
shift.
Come on.
I'm like, yeah, like kind of by the time it hit like 9:01, I was basically had my eyes peeled to my phone.
Yeah.
All right. So Adam walks into the shop and he's like, hey, did they call you yet? I'm like, no. And he's like, do you have your phone on you? I'm like, yeah, like no call. And he's like, oh, huh.
Suspense.
I know. So then all of a sudden, Lance is calling me up. I'm like, okay, this is it. So I'm like, hey, Lance. And he's like, hey, Jill, we really appreciate you coming out. And, you know, we do appreciate all the hard work you've put in all
point,
these
Lance.
Years. Okay. He's going, he's like, yeah, we do appreciate everything you do. And I'm kind of waiting for that
but,
you know,
yeah.
that
yeah,
but moment.
But.
Yeah. And then he goes into, and that's why we're offering you this position.
Oh,
so yeah, he let me hang
nice.
For a good few minutes there. I was like, where is he going? I was literally sweating. I was just in there like wiping the sweat off my brow. Like, oh my God, is he leading to a butt? Adam was right there. Like he was just ecstatic.
Yeah.
And the crew just surrounded me with love and support. And yeah, it was amazing. I
cool.
feel just good. Super blessed and honored and awesome feeling.
Oh, Lance Risser.
I know.
Leave it in suspense. Yeah,
I
bet he's having so
Adam,
much fun
like,
with
oh,
that
he
too.
He kind of kept me hanging. He's like, oh, that's so Lance.
Yeah. Oh, he's like giddy inside. He's just like, oh. I'm going to leave her hanging.
I mean, he really did. Yeah. So that was fun, though.
You got to love that, though. Yeah,
I did. I mean,
those are the moments that you never forget.
I won't forget that moment. Adam was looking at me, just super exciting. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to take the throne real soon. So for like 2019, your first year, what's something that you'd really like to accomplish or even maybe like a new idea you want to try to implement?
Mostly what I want is to just keep that stability going. Obviously, I have that vision for growth down the road when the timing's right.
Yeah.
And I know that our customer base would love to see that as well. And there's a lot of opportunity for events, doing some type of mobile event thing there. Yeah. I would like to seek out more of that type of thing. Most of all, I just want to kill it. I want to have a crew that's loving life. I want that Dutch culture to be alive. And so I feel like for my first year, it's just going to be focused on those fundamentals, just killing it in the shop and making that super healthy work environment for the crew and our customers.
Yeah. Are there any ascending leaders on your crew right now that you're empowering to help with those decisions and those ideas?
Yeah, well, a guy that was my assistant manager for a long time at Broadway, we got to promote him to manager when I ended up switching locations recently back to where I started at that 5th and N Street. I'm currently managing there right now. So him stepping up into that management role, he's just been shining in it. And awesome. I want to mold him into that future operator ready position because he has got the potential for that. He started as a regular. Yeah. He was a regular guy. He came through, he got hired on, eventually became my assistant manager. Now he's a manager. If I could build him up into the operator role and he becomes an operator someday, that would be just like a feather in my cap that I'd be so proud to have.
Proud mama.
Yeah, for sure. Like I feel like Adam is proud of me right now.
Sure,
and
yeah.
I'm thankful for that. And so I hope I can do that for many people.
We're all proud of you.
Thanks.
Anytime I hear of a new operator, it's a proud moment. Even the people I don't really know. Yeah. We know any of us that were in the shop, you got to be so consistent and do awesome work and love on your people and grow so much. And it's not an easy thing. It's such a misconception that like the public has of like, oh, Dutch Bros, what an easy job.
I want to buy in. How much?
Yeah, exactly.
Like you guys are make so much money here. Yeah.
It's fun. It's love and life. Yeah. But there's a lot of growth to get really good at it. So very much congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're probably getting a little up there in time.
Yeah. Sorry. I talked
about it. No, it's good. Fine. No, that's what we want.
It's all my fault.
Yeah. It's all of those years in the window. You know, I could just hold conversations all day long. Yeah.
I mean, I love the sound of my own voice, but it'd be weird if I just talked the whole time.
You do have a great radio voice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So does Shane.
Yes.
He's got a face for radio too.
I try. Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I'm a star in the radio biz.
Dingo and the baby.
But Joe, we always like to end this kind of the same way. If there's any piece of advice you could give to our barista audience or our audience in general, what would it be?
Live with a gratitude attitude. Mm. Count your blessings every morning, every night. Know what you have. Be thankful for that. Know what you want. And focus on that.
Awesome.
Word.
Yeah.
That was like slam poetry right there. I love it.
Yeah, right definitely.
Yeah.
Well, hey, congratulations again.
Yeah.
And thank you for taking some time out of your crazy schedule for the next couple days and sitting down here and talking to us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, so there we have it. Episode 1 for the new year is done. Jill Betcher. I mean, I think the main takeaway with her is just know what you want and go for it. She knew she wanted to go to Eureka. Kind of scary, but she did it. She knew Dutch Bros was her path. She stuck with it. She's a regional operator. And if you come at it with love in your heart and a positive mindset, you can't go wrong. So, until next time, take it easy, Dutch Nation.